don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines, over 1,400 FRA depots nationwide are ready for 2025 crop season. ZDA seeks closer ties with Rwanda for trade and investment. And in global news, Zelensky says Russia considering aims to war, a positive sign after Putin's call for talks. With the Phoenix FM News. The Food Retail Agency FRA has announced that 1,428 depots will be operational nationwide as the 2025 crop marketing season begins. Speaking during the launch of a new fleet of vehicles in preparation for the season, FRA board chairperson Suresh Desai says additional satellite depots may be opened throughout the season depending on demand from stakeholders and the availability of the maize. Mr. Desai also revealed that the agency has distributed approximately 13 million empty grain bags across the country to assist farmers in packaging their maize. He says grain bags for paddy rice, twine and black sheets have also been made available. Mr. Desai further disclosed that over 14,000 personnel will be employed nationwide, with some starting training as early as tomorrow.
Agency working with Ministry of Agriculture and other stakeholders has concluded the identification of site countrywide where satellite buying points will be established. As we begin the crop marketing season, 1,400 such buying points will open up. And later on, depending on the demands of the farmers and according to where the crop are available, if need be, we shall open more buying points. These buying points will be operating as additional satellite depots. They will be fully supplied.
FRA's acting executive director Justin Chuka says both the agency and farmers are eagerly awaiting next week's announcement of crop prices for the selected crops that the FRA will be purchasing this year.
What are the excitement that we have in addressing the challenge of transport? First, of the transportation of the marketed produce from the farmland area. This has always been a challenge, and I think our media colleagues have always identified areas where we have to run to in order to save part of the stock. It might mean, and my understanding, that we disappoint now. Instances of post-harvest losses that arise from the stock that is in the farmland area will be seen on the farm.
The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has called for stronger collaboration with the Rwanda Development Board, RDB, and Rwanda's Ministry of Trade and Commerce in promoting trade and investment opportunities. Speaking during a courtesy call by Rwanda's Minister of Commerce and Trade, Prudence Sebahizi, ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa observed that the two countries have much to share, especially under the auspices of the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, with the digital space being enhanced. He says ZDA is also eager to learn from Rwanda with regards to trade and investment, given strides made in that space by that country. Mr. Halwampa stated that leveraging on the Memorandum of Understanding MOU between ZDA and RDB, the two countries can plan a trade mission or business forum either in Rwanda or Zambia. Meanwhile, Rwanda's Minister of Commerce and Trade, Prudence Sebahizi, said that there are a lot of similarities between the work of ZDA and Rwanda Development Board with similar backgrounds. Mr. Sebahizi noted that with the resources that Africa has through the AFCFTA platform, the continent should realize the need for regional value chains for its minerals. This is according to a statement issued to Phoenix News by Head Communications and Public Relations, Kwari Mfuni. The Department of Immigration in Lusaka has successfully removed a total of 179 illegal immigrants in a large-scale removal operation that began late on Friday, 9th May, and concluded on Saturday, 10th May, 2025. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says those removed include 149 Burundians, 10 Malawians, 8 Rwandans, 7 Tanzanians, 2 Congolese, 2 Ugandans and 1 Mozambican. Mr. Shinka explains that the operation is part of the department's ongoing efforts to rid the country of illegal immigrants and contribute to internal security. He says most of the individuals were apprehended during intensified routine and major operations within Lusaka, while a number were transferred from other regions of the country to the capital for onward removal. Mr. Shinka says that the majority had either paid court fines or served custodial sentences for various immigration-related offences, while others were removed before their court appearances as part of the department's efforts to decongest correctional facilities.
Most of the individuals were apprehended during intensified routine and major operations within Lusaka, or a number were transferred from other regions of the country to the capital for onward removal. The majority had either paid court fines or served custodial sentences for various immigration-related offences. Others were removed before their court appearances as part of the department's effort to decongest correctional facilities. The department reaffirms its dedication to facilitating and regulating the movement of persons entering and leaving the country and controlling the stay of immigrants and visitors in order to contribute to internal security and sustainable socio-economic development.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Fialobalo has issued a stern reminder to beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund CDF empowerment loans, emphasizing the importance of repaying the funds in full to ensure the program's continued success and sustainability. Speaking during a CDF monitoring tour in Mpika District in Muchinga Province, Mr. Fialobalo says the loans are not grants or handouts, but revolving funds intended to empower communities and stimulate local economic activity. The minister expressed concern over reports of delayed or non-payment by some beneficiaries and warned that continued defaulting could jeopardize the future of the CDF loan scheme in various constituencies. He has since urged local authorities, ward development committees and CDF technical committees to enhance public sensitization efforts and ensure that all loan terms are clearly communicated and understood before disbursed.
When you get a loan is a loan. You are aware that even in Zambia, we are talking of Zambia being indebted. Why? Because the government then got a loan, and we are going to pay for that. So even each and every Zambian who got a loan and a CDF, there is no way out other than to pay. Simple.
The Indola City Council has engaged over 38,000 beneficiaries in the Cash for Work program since it started in September last year. Indola City Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mushota says the beneficiaries are drawn from all the four constituencies in Indola, which are Indola Central, Chifubu, Bwana Mkubwa and Kavushi. Ms. Mushota explains in a statement that the 38,746 beneficiaries have undertaken various works, including clearing of drainage, cutting grass, cleaning public places and providing labor for public construction projects. She says the total length of the drainage cleared and stretches of grass cut is 24.5 kilometers, and the local authority has spent 23.6 million kwacha as payment to beneficiaries. Ms. Mushota has since urged residents to take the work seriously as the tasks earmarked aim to make the communities cleaner and healthier. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
Phoenix.